Reish Tan Yivav Sivchas. The Mechaber says in the first sheet, the Noshim are Chayiv and Avdala, same with the Chayiv and Kiddush. V'yesh Mishachaylik, the Arishanim will argue and say Noshim are not Chayiv and Avdala. And the Mishnah explains that most mitzvahs Shazman Grama, ladies are potter from. However, by Shabbos, ladies are Chayiv, because the Hekesh, Zocher, Vishamar, Bedibra Echa, Namru, same with ladies are Chayiv and Shamar, and the Lois and Says of Shabbos, they're also Chayiv and Zocher. Therefore, the Mechayiv and Kiddush. So the one who holds that ladies are Chayiv and Avdala, they hold that Avdala is also part of Zocher. Like we said, in the beginning of Dinei Avdala, the same way Mechliv Mekash Shabbos on the way in, Mechliv Mekash on the way out with Avdala. Even those hold Avdala is Drabbanon, but it's created by Chazal to be similar to Kiddush. And that's why it should be Chayiv for ladies also, same with the Chayiv and Kiddush. Those who are a Chayiv can say ladies are part of Avdala, they hold Avdala is made after Shabbos, and Mutter Shabbos. So it's no longer dependent on Dinei Shabbos, and therefore ladies are not Chayiv in it, because it goes back to the regular world, the Mitzvah Esesh, Shazman Grom, which are time dependent, ladies are part of from. So the Ramah says, therefore, ladies should not make Avdala themselves, they rather should listen from a man. Mishnah Berurah says that if the men already have Avdala for themselves, or the owner of Avdala in Basic Neses, and there's no men at home to be Maitzi, not over Bar Mitzvah, not even Katam Megil Lechinuch, so then it's a question of the men making Avdala for the ladies, rather the ladies should make for themselves. Because even though technically a man could make Avdala for ladies, but why should we Nuchnas the Salik Brachas, rather than make a lady make Avdala for herself? And the reason for that is because even on the Tzad ladies are Potter, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Bach and the Magen Avraham, it's no worse than all other Mitzvah Esesh Hashan Gromo, that ladies could be Mamshik Lechiv on themselves, and they can make it for themselves. Same way they make a Bracha on Shefer and Lulav in the Ashkenazic world of Psach. Unlike the Sephardim that don't. So therefore, if there's a man who can make Avdala because he himself wasn't Yaitza, or there's another man that he wants to be Yaitzi, let him make Avdala for the men, and the ladies will be patered automatically. This way also we avoid the issue of ladies drinking from the Avdala wine, which we mentioned earlier in the Simon, which there's nionim for them to try to avoid. However, if all the men are Yaitza already, and now it's a question of a man being specially for a lady, or a lady making for herself, so you're right, technically the man could make for her for stock, but rather a lady should make for herself, even though it means that she's going to drink the wine of Avdala. To avoid the shiloh of a man making for her, and there's a tzad, that's a brachal v'atola. Mishnah Berurah says, though, looking at the Bi'alacha, that if a lady is making for herself, it's not supposed she say Bar Maria Eish, because that's not part of Zocha already, that's a whole separate thing, because the Eish was discovered by Al Rishon and Matar Shabbos, therefore make Bar Maria Eish and Matar Shabbos, could be its own mitzvah, Eish is on Grama, and lays a potter from it, and they shall make it. However, Moshe writes in the Chuvah Negris Moshe, that ladies who do make Avdala, they can make Bar Maria Eish as well, because no worse than other mitzvah, Shazman Grama, that ladies, like we said, could choose to make the bracha. Especially over here, it doesn't even have the word Tzivanu in it, so there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to say it. And especially the Ramesh says that it could be Bechlal, it's not called Mitzvah Esesh Hashan Grama, the Bar Mer Esh. It's made on Matar Shabbos because of what took place, the Ramesh discovered the fire on Matar Shabbos, but it's not called Zman Grama. That's the accepted Psak. When a lady is making Avdala for herself, she says all the brachas. Simmer Esh Tzadi Zayin, the Dinam of Besamer for Avdala. The Mechaber says you make a bracha on Besamer. If you have, we don't have to run around looking for them. The bracha is Barim the Besamer, even if you use one that's correctly, Atzei B'Sabim or Isrei B'Sabim, and during the week normally we get a different bracha to avoid confusion about the Shabbos, the Masakin, they make the bracha Bari Mina B'Sabim. It's preferable to use B'Sabim that they're Richtig a bracha for them, the right bracha is Taka Bari Mina B'Sabim. But if you end up with B'Sabim whose right bracha is Atzei B'Sabim, Isrei B'Sabim, Lamais, when you're doing as part of Avdala, you make the bracha Bari Mina B'Sabim. This way across the board, everyone's making the same bracha over here by Avdala, there's no confusion, there won't be any mistakes, Chas V'Shal. Now, Mishnah Berurah discusses certain things if they qualify for B'Sabim. He says that you could make a Bar Mitzvah on pulpulin, on peppers, that's called English pepper. Not sure exactly what that is. That is B'Sabim, other peppers not. And also ginger also, could be not. Now, the reason why you don't have to run around trying to get B'Sabim if you don't have, is because since the whole Baruch B'Sabim is L'Hoshev HaNefesh, that's in pain from the Yitzias HaShabbos, so if you have it good and if not, not. The Chredim say even somebody who fasted on Shabbos, he has to make the Baruch B'Sabim at the Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so we all fasted because it was Yom Kippur on Shabbos, that's a big shiloh for make a Baruch B'Sabim at the Shabbos. The Hidden Mishnah Berurah says not to. It's a big shiloh for Yom Kippur, and there's different Hagim when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. If someone should make Baruch B'Sabim by Avdala of Matzah Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbos, everyone should do like their minhag. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, you don't make a bracha bar mitzvah b'sam that are from a basic kisei or that are hung above a mace. The reason is because those b'sam are not made to give good smell. They're made to take away the bad smell from the basic kisei or from the mace. As opposed to, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if it's not above the mace, it's in front of the bed of the mace, there could be, it's there for the cover, the live people come into the room of the mace, and therefore you could make a bracha, that b'sam is there for a good smell for us to enjoy. The Mechaber says that b'sam are from, that from the parties of Goyim, stam party of Goyim is for Avodah Zarah, and therefore you cannot make a bar b'sam on that b'sam either, and that's when they have a party to eat. It's stam if it belongs to a Goyim, Mishnah Berurah says, then you could make a bracha bar b'sam on it, however it's better not to, because our sheet is a whole, the old b'sam of a Goyim, and the stam is Avodah Zarah, unless it's obvious that's for sale, etc. Like nowadays, that Goyim by us and our world don't worship Avodah Zarah so much, so then we would not say that stam b'sam of a Goy is for Avodah Zarah. Some made a Bar Mitzvah, some they shouldn't have used. Ramah says the Ran Yotze, from Beis HaKiseh or from Avodah Zarah, and they have to make new Bar Mitzvah on other Mitzvah.